David Trainer, president and founder of New Constructs, is here. And he scours the entire world looking for stocks that could be attractive, but also looking for ones that are headed for trouble. Today, we're talking about some troubled ones. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone here on Money Life. This is the time when David Trainer joins us to discuss, well, really what they find at New Constructs, because they're doing their work when they're around us and when they're not. At New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And what they frequently find out is that, well, things that look good at the surface level, when you dig in a little deeper.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it's entirely possible that that's the case. And then conversely, when they dig into the numbers, there are going to be times when they see something that, you know, at surface level, it looks ugly, but they look in at the numbers and it's like, yep, they find things that they really like a lot. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and they blog about their Danger Zone picks. So if you ever have questions or you want more information on what we're discussing here, make sure you go to newconstructs.com to find their blog. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Bad corporate governance is in the Danger Zone.
Danger.
Bad corporate governance. Well, you'd think it would always be in the Danger Zone, but there's some examples here for you, right? It's not just bad corporate governance. It's bad corporate governance in the cases of
Dollar Tree and Cardinal Health in particular.
So Dollar Tree and Cardinal Health, those are the companies that we're talking about. They are in the Danger Zone for bad corporate governance. Explain what it is that's going on here.
First, I want just to be clear that this is an exclusive for your listeners, Chuck, so we're not giving all this stuff away for free as much as we used to, and so we're going to go into more detail and providing more examples of situations where we think management is a target for an activist investor, and in particular for both of these companies, Dollar Tree to start out with. This is one of the few major brick-and-mortar retailers that does not tie its executive compensation to return on invested capital. As a result, it's trading at a depressed level. An activist investor could come in and just signal to the marketplace that we're going to get this ship in order and start getting managers to focus on creating shareholder value. And guess what? We're going to see market values go up significantly in a short amount of time. So this is sort of a reverse danger zone. It's the managers we're putting in the danger zone because they're not being held accountable, which is long ideas potentially for activist investors and your listeners.
You always talk to us about something is mispriced and something is a problem. So can we quantify the effects of bad governance on Dollar Tree and Cardinal Health?
Yeah. So for Dollar Tree, the stock is implying that its return on invested capital is going to decline pretty significantly from 7.7 to 6.2. But in terms of value, it's trading at a 30% discount to where it would be if it only traded at parity with its peers based on its return on capital. So, in other words, what we're saying is the market is pricing Dollar Tree as if its return on capital is going to decline because guess what? The people in charge don't get paid for return on capital. And if they were to convince the marketplace that, oh, you know what, we're going to keep it the same, not get it better, just keep it the same, we're talking about 30% upside. If Dollar Tree could get its return on invested capital up to where its peer Dollar General is, then we're talking 60% upside.
Wow.
So instead of the current price, we're talking $124 a share if it just trades at parity with peers, or $150 a share if it can just make the market believe it will get a return on invested capital comparable to Dollar General.
Wow. So
Cardinal Health is a similar situation in terms of versus its peers, how it manages its business.
And a similar discrepancy?
Yes. So with Cardinal Health, it's at $50 a share now. If it can convince the market to value its business in line with its peers, it's worth $72, 40% upside. If it can equal the ROIC of one of its key competitors, AmerisourceBergen, it's worth $149 a share, or almost, you know, 200%.
Now, normally we are talking about what would be a catalyst that would wind up triggering things to the downside. In this case, we are talking about having to come up with a trigger to the upside. Is the only trigger here get rid of the bad governance, or is there something else that could unlock the value that you see in these companies?
You know, a very wise man once said, not stupid is, stupid does, right? So, you know what? These guys can turn this thing around as soon as they want to turn it around. The managers today could wake up and say, guess what? We want to be accountable to shareholders, and we're going to prove that we're accountable by tying our compensation to return on invested capital. It could be a board of director that forces it on them. It could be an active investor that forces it on them. It could be an activist investor that forces them out and brings in new people. It can happen in a variety of ways. But the key takeaway is that all it takes is that they signal the marketplace that they care. And once that happens, good things can happen for investors.
Yeah, but until then,
stupid is, stupid does, sir.
We're not going to wind up seeing it. And the bigger side is you don't believe that we're going to see it anytime soon. They could wake up and figure this one out, but they haven't yet, and there's no reason to believe they're going to tomorrow.
You never know. Could be the very fact that they hear this call that makes them say, oh, people are paying attention to this. Chuck Jaffe, Money Life, is pointing out the emperor has no clothes here, management. Maybe that would be a motivation by itself.
And we would love it if that were the case. But ultimately, the other thing that people need to take as a lesson here is that, you know, we're normally talking about danger zone cases where the things that management has done have made it that you got a bad company and the market hasn't recognized it. In this case, it's really management that has put these stocks to where they or their behavior is in the danger zone because they're not able to achieve what you think should be good. These are companies that really should be attractive, but they can't be, right?
That's right, exactly.
So a very different and interesting twist on the danger zone. It is companies with bad corporate governance, but specifically Dollar Tree and Cardinal Health, DLTR and CAH. Bad corporate governance holding their values down. Let's hope that they figure things out and at some point they can
wake up and smell the coffee percolating
and get things taken care of. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. For more information, go to newconstructs.com. You can check out their list of the most attractive and dangerous stocks. You can see their blog on their danger zone picks and more. Follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. We've got much more Money Life to go, so settle back and relax. We'll be back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.